Nowhere in the world is there a mine that has ever been built in an environment as sensitive and economically important as Bristol Bay. There isn't one. You can go to a few of these mine disasters in tropical rainforests in Indonesia and the Philippines. Even those mines were not sited in circumstances as ecologically and economically important as Bristol Bay. And there's never been a mine built in such hostile, in an environment that's so hostile to mining. And I say that for this reason. They get 3 to 4 feet of precipitation a year, and the water table is on the surface. So they've got monumental groundwater problems, and they've got all this rain to deal with. The ground is unstable, and if that weren't enough, as Northern Dynasty noted in their 2004 report, the mine is situated virtually on top of the Lake Clark Fault, which is a fault that the U.S. Geological Survey is predicting will experience an earthquake of the same magnitude as the Denali quake we had a couple years ago. And they're going to experience that same thing sooner or later at the Pebble Mine. And they're proposing it would be the largest mine in North America, largest open pit mine ever built in North America. The tailings dam they're proposing is 750 feet high and 4.3 miles long. There'd be a lake of toxic material behind that of 14, 15, 20 miles long. And dumps, the rock is mostly acid generating, so they've got acid with loaded with heavy metals to deal with. And then because there's gold, they'll probably be using, almost certainly be using cyanide, either in a heap leach situation or some enclosed circumstance, but nevertheless cyanide. And so we have two companies, one who have never been in the mining business at all, outside of promoting mining stocks, another company who have never planned, built a mine in North America, let alone operated one in the North, where there are just operating in the North presents unique problems to mining as far as the environment's concerned. You know, you can mine anywhere in any circumstance if you don't care about the environment. Use the nearest river, like all of these transnationals still use the nearest river or bay to dump their tailings if they can. So you can mine anywhere. But mining and protecting the environment is not always a possibility. Or I shouldn't say not always a possibility. It just is not feasible. The costs in this situation vastly outweigh any benefits. The economic benefits of the salmon fishery in Bristol Bay outweigh on any scale you use, even using the grossly inflated benefits that the mining company says will accrue to Alaska. Even using that, the fisheries benefit far outweighs anything we'll get out of the mining. They're going to have accidents. That's inevitable. Big mines make big messes. You know, it's just inevitable. So, and not only that, the mine is going to be built on the headwaters of two rivers in Bristol Bay. One is called the Nushagak, and the other is the Quijack. 30% of all of the salmon caught in Alaska come from Bristol Bay. Last year, 80% of the wild salmon sold in North America came from Alaska. And it'd be more this year, because the Fraser River fishery has collapsed and so on. 30% of that comes from Bristol Bay. The Quijack alone represents 30% of the Alaska sockeye run. The mine is going to literally destroy the headwaters or substantial portion of the headwaters of these two rivers. And these two rivers are downstream of the mine, which is about at 1,000 feet above sea level. So anything that wants to leave the mine comes downstream into these two rivers. And there are 25 communities on Bristol Bay, about 10,000 people. There are 8,600 full-time equivalent jobs that the salmon economy generates in Bristol Bay and so on. So the economic benefit of Bristol Bay, not only if managed properly, is one in perpetuity, But it exceeds whatever the state is going to get out of Pebble. Sure, there's billions of dollars are going to be generated by that mine, but it doesn't. That money doesn't stay here. That goes to London and Johannesburg and Vancouver and other places.